Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. You want to get through this hour because the next hour is going to be a busy hour with back-to-back interviews. Call me this hour, 1-800-636-8686. Talk about anything you want. Number of you already are killing tonight's matchup. I kind of like it, actually. Jacksonville and Tennessee. If you want to talk college football, important games this weekend. Utah, UCLA, or I should say USC. Michigan, Wisconsin. Notre Dame, Georgia. Some really good matchups in the college game we could talk about. Program brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage, with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. USC in trouble already. And talk that Clay Helton is on the hot seat once again. There was a report that the president at USC is not interested in Urban Meyer, which is interesting to me because I thought that if they lost that game, he was going to walk right in and address his future players. But apparently the president of the school does not want him, does not want Herb. Figures there's enough scandal as there is already. So we can hit any of the matchups. Speaking of college football, I usually do not do this, but I want to dedicate this next take to somebody. I want to dedicate this rant. I want to dedicate this take to one Corey Zickfus, the greatest and most loyal fan that anybody could ever find or hope to know.
I think they should still be able to play football, though, regardless. Tennessee is my place. You know, it's my football team.
Even after they put a gun in your face, you say, let them play football?
Yeah.
Why?
It's Tennessee. It's the way it is sometimes.
The Z-Man. Even after they put a gun in your face, you still support them. It's Tennessee. It's football. You find me a better fan than the Z-Man. So you've got Tennessee playing Florida Saturday. Now, there was a time when that was one of the best rivalries in college football. I hate to say it, Zick, man. What I'm about to say is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Because believe it or not, there was a time when Tennessee was one of the best teams in college football. There was a time when Tennessee was one of the best programs in college football. And I know that's hard to believe. Hard to believe when you consider they opened up the season with losses to Georgia State and BYU at home. Face it, when was the last time Tennessee got any legitimate national run? It was the kind of run that nobody wants. Run for Butch Jones and his turnover trash can. That's it. That's the last time anybody talked about Tennessee. And if you think that's hard to imagine, try this on for size. Remember when Lane Kiffin coached at Tennessee? Remember his one season there? That was an entire decade ago. Man, I hate playing that game. It only reminds me of how fast the clock is spinning and how we're all on the clock. That was 10 years ago that Lane Kiffin coached at Tennessee. The fact is, and the point of the take, Tennessee has not mattered since Kiff was there. They haven't. ESPN has a piece looking back on that season, and I've got to tell you, it was even better than I remembered. Like, I remember that year being amazing, but I do not remember it being this amazing. So why don't we start with the story of when Tennessee was going to take on top-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Tennessee fans remember that. College football fans might remember that. Tennessee getting ready to go to Tuscaloosa to take on top-ranked Alabama. The night before the game, the Vols had a meeting at their hotel. I'm just going to read this next line straight from the ESPN piece. Quote, Ed Orgeron wanted everybody's attention to get the Vols pumped up. The fiery defensive line coach took an overhead projector and hurled it into a wall where it shattered into pieces. End quote. Hell yes. Edward James Orgeron Jr., if you need him. That's how you get everybody's attention. You lob an overhead projector against the wall. So much better than Blake coming into the sales office in Glengarry Glen Ross. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention now? That's what I thought. But Coach O, that was just the opening act. The big show was about to come. And that was a speech from Lane Kiffin that a former player said went like this. The former player said, quote, He gets up there and he says, I've already called back to the University of Tennessee and told them we're going to stay an extra night after we beat Alabama tomorrow. And we're going to go eat some of those Dreamland ribs and hang out at their bars, end quote. And it gets even better because according to that story, the entire place went crazy. It went wild. How wild? D. Lyman and Wes Brown said, quote, I believe Monty even picked up a chair and threw it. Whatever we could get our hands on, we were throwing. It was total chaos. He's talking about 69-year-old Monty Kiffin, father of Lane and chucker of chairs. It's incredible. Coach O smashing an overhead projector, 69-year-old Monty throwing chairs, and players saying, quote, whatever we could get our hands on, we were throwing. And that was all just a continuation of what started when Lane said at his introductory presser that everybody would be, quote, singing Rocky Top all night long after we beat Florida next year. It's going to be a blast, so get ready, end quote. I mean, there's so many things. How about that time? There was that time where he took that run at Urban Meyer after getting Nukeese Richard, a recruit that Meyer had wanted. When asked about that, Lane said, quote, I love the fact that Urban had to cheat and still didn't get Richardson, end quote. Who cares that Herb apparently didn't cheat in the recruitment of Richardson? That didn't matter. None of it did, because it was the epitome and the definition of smoke weed, talk bleep like Lane Kiffin. I'll get back to that connection. The Lane Kiffin, Lil Wayne connection in a second. Because in the meantime, Lane was talking bleep. And it was getting attention. Chris Walker, another player, said, quote, I remember thinking, either this dude can coach ball or we're going to get our heads beat in. But that was the beauty of playing for Lane. He had a swag about him that was real and didn't mind stepping on toes, end quote. My man wasn't just stepping on toes. He was stomping on toes, and it was awesome. Well, not for everybody, because at one point, Tennessee booster Jimmy Haslam, that same Jimmy Haslam, he took Monty Kiffin aside, and according to Monty, he said, quote, listen, I like Lane a lot. I really do. And I think he's going to do big things here, but could you get him to zip it up a little bit? End quote. I'm not sure what Pop said, but what Monty should have said was, hey, zillionaire, I'm sure there's a building or four named after you here. You're probably the guy who signs both me and my son's checks. But no, I can't tell the kid to zip it up a little bit. Number one, it wouldn't do any good. Smoke weed, talk bleep like my kid, Lane Kiffin. And number two, this guy and his mouth are the best thing to ever happen to Tennessee. Best thing to happen to Tennessee football in a long time. So if you'll excuse me, super rich booster, I've got to throw some more chairs. Got to bounce. Lane, meanwhile, wants to make sure we all know that there was a method to his madness and a purpose behind everything. Lane said, quote, a lot of the things I was saying, that's straight out of Steve Spurrier 101. And people love Coach Spurrier taking a shot at somebody else and making a joke. That's who I grew up idolizing, Steve Spurrier. That's why I wear a visor and why I run a wide open offense. I grew up wanting to be Steve Spurrier. That's why it was so cool to beat him that season. End quote. All right, now there's some insight. I didn't know that. ESPN contacted Spurrier about that love from Kiff, and the head ball coach responded as only the HBC can, and I quote, oh no, don't blame it on me. I wasn't doing and saying some of the stuff he was. I know they clobbered us pretty good that year in that night game. How many years was he there? One or two? End quote. When he was told just one, Spurrier said, quote, seemed longer. I guess a lot happened in that 1 year, end quote. See, here's the thing. After the projector smashing and the chair tossing, the Vols damn near did beat Alabama. They lost on a blocked field goal as time expired. They nearly beat them. But that didn't change Kiff. is he went to shake Nick Saban's hand after the game. Lane Kiffin said to Nick Saban, quote, "Hey, good game, but that's the last time it's going to happen," end quote. A decade later, Kiffin shrugs, quote, "It was the last time it happened. It's the last time he beat me, so I guess that part of it's true. Like a dumbass, I also didn't know I was going to need a job from him in 5 years either," end quote. I mean, I've done almost a whole take on this for a whole segment, and there is so much more. There's too much from that 1 year to keep recapping. But then it all ended when USC called and offered him their head coaching job, which did not go well in Knoxville, as you might recall. Quoting from the article, "With students and fans burning mattresses and shouting obscenities directed at Kiffin while he barricaded himself in his office at the complex before he could finally be escorted by police to his home in Knoxville sometime around 4 a.m. End quote. I mean, do you ever remember hearing or seeing anything like that ever before? So what started as talking junk and smashing projectors ended with burning beds and shouted obscenities. So as great as that time was, it's even better to look back. So let me say this right here and right now. As wild and insane as that was, Tennessee has never been as good or as interesting or as buzzy since. And I'm not looking to get anybody fired. But when that job does open up again, that school better make one call and one call only. Again, I know they have a coach. I'm not looking to get anybody fired. But when that job opens up, it is time to forgive and forget. It is time to bring him back. It is time to bring back Lane. Bring back the smashed projectors. Bring back the surprise black jerseys. Bring back Monty throwing chairs. Bring it all back. It's okay now. Lane is more reflective. Lane is a better coach. Lane's a better guy. And Tennessee needs him now more than they ever have. Let's do this. Every AD that I know, every athletic director, has got a short list of coaches that he or she would consider hiring in the event that their coach leaves or their coach gets fired. I'm sure Phil Fulmer has his list. That list better have one name on it, and only one name. Lane Monty Kiffin. Smoke weed, talk like Lane Kiffin. Bring him back. He's different. They need him. They need him more than he needs them. But he's good for college football, and he'd be awesome in the SEC. Or USC, right? Adam Hawk in the house. Moving around a little bit better today, Hawk. Jamie in Coastal Maine tweets, "Ed Orgeron broke an overhead projector in front of Lane, and then I broke Lane with an overhead projector in front of everybody. Still owning Kiffin from the grave, Al Davis."
The Raiders will be back.
You did break him off with an overhead projector. Not long after Lane sent his kicker out to attempt a 76-yard field goal. Fired him for that. Should have extended him for that.
Wait a minute. He's bringing Janikowski out.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, hold on. Let's start to do the math on this. This would be 76 yards. This wouldn't only be the all-time record.
The wind.
This would completely shatter it.
Wind is in his face.
76 yards into the wind. Unimaginable. Janikowski takes it as hard as he can. It's not even going to make it to the end. It's going to be returned.
If you call that unimaginable, you obviously do not know anything about Lane Kiffin. The only thing better than asking him to attempt a 76-yard field goal is asking him to attempt it into the wind. Oh, so close. Such an amazing moment. You don't fire a guy for doing that. You extend him 5 more years. He should still be the coach of the Raiders. Mike in Toledo tweets, "Jim, this Thursday night game is going to be dull, vanilla, and overly focused on Minshew. Yours, Wells in the 360's Twitter feed. Well done, Mike. Did the entire segment on Lane Kiffin and did not finish. There's an addendum to that segment. I have more thoughts on Lane, which I will get to when we come back. I could talk Lane Kiffin for the rest of the show. If you want in, call right now, 1-800-636-8686. Clones, what do we want when we're craving protein or need more energy? Not bars, not sugary snacks, not energy drinks. We want beef, pure and simple. Where is the beef? The beef is in a package of Old Trapper beef jerky. Old Trapper is not your father's jerky. Shriveled, dry, tasteless. Old Trapper beef jerky is made from lean strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire. It's tender, it's tasty, it's not tough. So why is it so good? It's so good because Old Trapper is a 50-year-old family business known for its relentless commitment to quality. They take smoked beef very seriously. You can taste it in every single bite. Old Trapper is packed with protein. It comes in four amazing flavors to satisfy all your cravings. Quality smoked meat at its finest that goes wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach, wherever. So look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality that you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you do not see it, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Podcast, episode 96, Tillman Fertitta is up. It's live right now. Don't listen to it right now. Check it out after the program. Check it out on your commute. Check it out at the gym. Whatever you're doing, it's a really good listen. I'll set that up. Can't get there yet because I'm not quite done talking about Lane Kiffin. There's so many great moments. So many great moments from Kiffin's time at Tennessee. One of my favorite moments, it was not in that ESPN piece, but one of my favorite moments was a personal moment. We had Lane Kiffin on Jim Rome Is Burning on ESPN. I did an interview with him during that period, and it was a satellite interview. As you probably know, when you sit down to do a TV interview, you're often under some really hot, bright lights. Really bright lights that get really hot, that are like heat lamps. That's why if you ever go into a TV studio, we like to ice it up a little bit because the lights are so hot. This studio that I'm in right now is no different. So it's not unusual, even when it's cold, for some guests to sweat a little bit. I've seen some guys sweat profusely.
Ice up, son.
So when Lane sat down for that satellite interview on JRIB, he was sweating hard, profusely. Like throughout the entire interview, I mean, he wasn't like kind of perspiring or glowing a little bit. Like he was taking a towel to his face and he could not get the sweat to stop. Turns out my guy had just been running the stadium steps before the interview. Been pouring sweat from that. And then just kind of walks over to where the interview was set up. And he sat down to do the interview while sweating buckets. I mean, he's like mopping himself off during the interview. It was great. It was great, but that was still not the best time. The best part of Lane's time in Tennessee, I mean, I don't even know if I could pick one. But there was that time Lil Wayne gave him the now famous name check. I talked about that on JRIB. I was talking about it on JRIB, and then it made its way back to Wayne. And in a documentary, Wayne was talking to Mac Maine watching the show on TV. Follow this.
I came up, boom, and he was like, Lil Wayne, but he put what I said up. Smoke, talk, like Lane Kiffin. And he said, Lane Kiffin said, you know, we don't indulge in that, and we ain't with that, we ain't for that, or something like that. Blase, blase, blah. Rome was saying, you know, Rome said, but little do you know, Lane, that you're going to be sitting in some high school's living room, and his mom is going to call him from the back and he's going to come up front, and he's going to have an iPod on, and you know what he's going to be listening to? Smoke talk like Lane Kiffin. And you're going to have to say, we're cool with that guy you're listening to.
Right.
And that's going to get that kid in. And you know what, Lane? This is a good day for you and Tennessee. And this went to the next one. I was like, Jim Rome, Christ.
You hear him at the very end, Wayne? He's like, psh, Jim Rome, crazy. That was my take. So that was my take on JRIB. And that was Wayne watching my take on JRIB. And Wayne spitting it back out for that doc. So what I'm saying is, that was a good day for Lane Kiffin. That was a good day for Tennessee. And bringing him back would be an even better day for Lane Kiffin and a better day for Tennessee.
I was like, Jim Rome crazy.
I was like, bleep, Jim Rome crazy. Wayne came on our Showtime show. We sat down. We had a great conversation. Awesome interview. All right. In addition to all of this, that's my take on Lane Kiffin. Happy anniversary, Kiff. 10 years since he's been in Tennessee. And what a year that was. We talked about that. We talked about Dak and the Cowboys. I want to get into tonight's game, which I like a lot better than a lot of you. Something off the board. Something really off the board. I know you clones like me talking about food. I pick my spots. How does this sound? If I could present to you, if I could prepare for you or present to you a fried chicken donut sando, would that be of interest to you? A fried chicken donut sando.
Donuts.
Not a fried chicken sando with a donut chaser. Not fried chicken with donuts for dessert. A fried chicken donut sando. Fried chicken with the bread replaced by glazed donuts. It is exactly how it sounds. If I could get you a fried chicken donut sando, would that interest you? KFC seems to think so because they are testing it. That's a possibility. That's what you need. That's what you need. Fried chicken with a couple of Krispy Kremes smashed on the outside of it. I have lots of thoughts on that, and that's coming up. Tillman Fertitta was my guest on Ep 98. The Saints are going to go without Drew Brees. Where does that leave them? He could be out 6 weeks, or if you talk to Dr. Trevor Price, he could be out 12 weeks. So I've got to get all this in. I've got interviews also still ahead with Terry Francona and Martin Truex Jr. 1-800-636-8686. We will come right back. Stay tuned.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Don't forget, Dell's semi-annual sale saves businesses up to 45% on computers with Intel Core processors. All you have to do is call 877-BUY-DELL, 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/business deals. You know, I hate to go here, but since I mentioned it and you clones are doing what you do with it and running with it, let me be very upfront about this. So there's no confusion as to why I'm talking about this and where I'm going with this. There is no sports angle here. There is no sports angle, but there are some things that are bigger than sports. Some things that transcend the games themselves. And when you're given the great power that comes with a nationally syndicated microphone, you must act on the equally great responsibility that comes with it. Not only would I argue that it's not wrong for me to discuss this, it is, in fact, my responsibility to discuss this. And today, my responsibility includes informing the masses that the power drunk colonel at Kentucky Fried Chicken has officially pressed the little red button beneath his desk. Many of you are aware that right now we are a country at war. A country at war right now. The so-called fried chicken sandwich war of the summer of 2019. That war. It's a war that Chick-fil-A dominated, uncontested, for years. But then Popeyes rolled out their own fried chicken sando. That happened last month. That started a real-life battle of Winterfell. Memes were exchanged on Twitter. Lines wrapped around fast food buildings. Sold-out signs broke the hearts of gluttons nationwide. And eventually, Popeyes kamikazed itself with its own success and ran out of ammo. Literally ran out of ammo. So right now, you cannot buy a fried chicken sando from Popeyes because the gluttons ate all of them. Think about that for a second. There's none left. Popeyes pulled a Tesla. They introduced a product so wildly popular and sought after that they could not meet the demand. So now Chick-fil-A is back on top, without rival. Or so they thought. Because here comes KFC, rushing into the brawl. And KFC is not going to bring a chicken sando to a chicken sando fight. Nope. They're bringing a weapon of mass, sugary, fried destruction to a chicken sandwich fight. Business Insider has this harrowing report that KFC is currently testing a fried chicken and donut sando at 40 stores in Virginia and Pennsylvania. You heard me correctly. A fried chicken and donut sandwich. If you're having trouble picturing it, imagine a giant breaded chicken breast sitting arrogantly between two big fat glazed donuts. Ladies and gentlemen, the nuke has been fired. It's one thing to eat fried chicken in a bun. It's one thing to maybe sub out that bun. Maybe you want to be actually a little more healthy about it. Maybe you want to replace that bun with a lettuce wrap. That's widely accepted. That's a way to cut down on carbs. Replacing a bun with two Krispy Kremes is a widely accepted way to induce a diabetic coma.
Krispy Kreme, fat boy!
I mean, this is perverse. This is disgusting. This is revolting. This is sickening. This is wrong. This is so far beyond unnecessary. And you're taking your life into your own hands if you have the audacity to order one of these things. This is not the county fair with the kind of gamble on a heart attack where that's part of the experience, where you know that when you go to the county fair. It's freaking KFC. And now they're going to sell, allegedly, heroin sandwiched between crack for $7.99. And guess what your fried chicken and donut sandwich comes with? Potato wedges and a soda. Yeah, because they were going to serve that with cantaloupe and broccoli. Hell no, they weren't. It's perfect, right? If you're going to die, you may as well die at a KFC. Drenched in sugar, batter, chicken, starch, and cola. Ike's like, where are they doing this? When are they doing this? How much does this cost? Where is this? Is this in Cali? Can you imagine washing down a fried chicken and donut sando with Pepsi or Mountain Dew? Chasing it with a wedge or five? How long till KFC gets rid of the soda machines and replaces them with a chocolate fountain? How long before they kick the wedges to the curb and go with straight sticks of butter? These are fair questions because they literally just replace bread with glazed donuts. Do you have to sign a waiver before you eat this thing? How about filling out a will? Do you have to FaceTime your kids to let them know how much you love them? KFC clearly is going through an identity crisis right about now. I mean, earlier this summer, weren't they testing vegan nuggets? Then they saw Popeyes, teabagging Chick-fil-A, and then their entire plan flipped. Hey, you know those healthier nuggets, those vegan nuggets, those plant-based nugs we're working on? Scratch that. The hell with that. Get me the biggest piece of fried chicken you can find and jam it between two donuts and then sell it with fries and a soda for $7.99. Do it. Do it now. If you're going to do it right. I wouldn't even do it with glazed donuts. I'd get like two of those gigantic apple fritters. You know those donuts? The ones that are probably like 4,000 calories each? I'd get two of the biggest apple fritters. You know, maybe an apple fritter on one side and a bear claw on the other. Man, let's go all in. If you're going to go fried chicken sando, don't be doing it with donut holes or glazed donuts. Go big-ass apple fritters. Then again, I shouldn't be surprised, though, right? It's the same company who once used chicken breasts for a bun and a bacon and cheese bit for a filling.
Two pieces of cheese, 2 pieces of bacon,
and 2 pieces of chicken.
So long, bun.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a chicken sandwich.
The new KFC Double Down Chicken Sandwich.
I'm not even here to crack on either one of those things. Like, I like donuts. I like fried chicken. I don't need them together. Like, I like bacon and I like donuts, but I'm not all about that bacon on donuts. No, I like sugar, I like salt. I don't like them both at the same time. And I pride myself on never telling anybody what to do with their body. But clones, ladies, gentlemen, beaks, don't do this. Not unless a doctor has given you exactly 1 day to live. They're still in the testing phase. The nationwide rollout has not happened. It does not need to. No one needs to put 2 donuts and a piece of fried chicken in their face for lunch. That's a last meal in prison. That is not a second meal in the middle of a workday. That is not your breakfast, lunch, and dinner writ. If you're thinking about eating this sando, don't. Probably better served just ripping cigs inside a tanning bed instead. It'll be healthier. Or listen to Jocko. Jocko's made it pretty clear. If your will is not stronger than a will of a donut, then you ain't going to make it.
Donuts to me just represent the absolute epitome and pinnacle of things that you should stay away from. Because let's face it, donuts have absolutely zero nutritional value whatsoever. They are purely made to taste good and give you nothing but make you fat and unhealthy. So when I see a donut, I just get angry that there's a donut. And what I find funny is, you know, I work with businesses all over the country, and what's funny is, for some reason, donuts make people feel so immediately gratified that people just bring donuts into the office and give them away to everyone for free. And, yeah, I'm not a big fan of donuts. Donuts are sugar-coated lies. That's all they are. And they're lying to you with their beautiful taste and their jelly-filled center. So don't believe the lies and stay away from donuts. Your life will be better, I promise.
Jocko Willink, that epic rant on donuts. Dear Jim, it's about time they came up with the chicken donut sandwich. Now we're talking regards fat Americans. Fat. Me in Hartford. Dear Jim, I don't care if I gotta die. Cream, jelly, or fried chicken, better have my donuts.
Planes and automobiles. You better have my donuts.
Sincerely, Delonte. Romy. Charlie Weiss is going bleeping psychotic. He's beating people up and we need help.
Charlie was going psychotic.
beating people up, and we need help.
Regards, the manager at KFC calling 911 when Charlie Weiss bulldozes through the line to be the first one to get the donut sando.
Oh, yeah.
Geoff and Lincoln. War, he glazed me.
He glazed me.
He glazed me.
He glazed me.
Imagine being in that meeting. All right, so we've got fried chicken, right? Fried chicken in and of itself used to be enough, but it's not enough. We're getting our asses kicked in the fried chicken wars. Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, we are getting our asses kicked. People, I need ideas. I need ideas. Somebody, what do you got? What do you got? Come on, come on, come on. What do you got? Come on, come on. There are no bad ideas. No idea is a bad idea. We're getting killed out there. They're killing us in the streets. Nobody talks about us. Nobody cares about us. We're freaking KFC. Got that weirdo pretending to be the colonel. Nobody cares. All right, all right, all right. Bring it to me. How about this? How about we get the biggest breast we can with the most bread that we can. Fry the hell out of it and get two gigantic donuts that we use as bread. Oh my God, I love it. You mean a fried chicken donut sando? That's exactly what I mean. Let's do it. People, biscuits with honey. Yeah, that might have been cool back in the day. That ain't jack. Dial it up. This email reads, Dear Jim, do you ever wonder why they're called donuts? They don't have nuts. You ever notice that February has less days than other months? You ever wonder why bananas stay green for a month, but they turn brown in an hour? Why do I always lose one sock in the dryer? What happened to the other sock? Regards, Andy R. in Manhattan. Drew in West L.A. Do you ever wonder why they're called donuts? They don't have nuts.
Donuts.
Next hour is going to be a good hour. Martin Truex Jr., Terry Francona. Damn, Hawk, you got a little bounce in your step. Beaks is in. Beaks in Studio City tweets 12 exclamation marks. No words. Rome, I am disappointed KFC is not testing this in New Mexico. We as a show, and the effect it has on the hot snakes. Please, KFC, make it happen. John in Huntington Beach. John, you've now been warned. Two warnings equals a block. Dear Chicken Donut Sando, we got your back. Regards, that Pizza Hut pizza with a hot dog in the crust. Geoff and Lincoln. That's true too, right? Hey, let's make a pizza with a double cheeseburger in the crust. Let's make a pizza with an omelet in the crust. Ritz like, man, stop teasing me. These are all good ideas. I'm getting hungry, man. What time's lunch? 1-800-636-8686. Yeah, like I said, there's certain things that are transcendent, certain things that are bigger than the games that we cover and talk about, certain things that I've got a responsibility to address. A donut chicken sando is one of those things. When we return, we're talking NASCAR. The driver of the number 19, Martin Truex Jr., joins us. Terry Francona right after that. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome, and we're coming back hour number 3 straight ahead.